shooting the video today, and I saw there was a lot of little hood niggas around you. And I was sitting there, and I was just like, oh, Lou's tougher than me.
No, no, it got tied in the pinches. I'll tell you that much.
Like, I saw those little hood niggas and said, I would have left.
No, see, why
they would have ran me out the park.
What happened was that I was shooting a shot like at the handball court, and like next thing you know, I turned around and there's like 20 hood niggas behind me. And at that point, I was like, yo, I.
And it's little hood niggas. Like adult hood niggas. Hood niggas, I don't have problems with.
So you know how
junior high school age little hood niggas, they don't have sense.
They don't. Nah. So they come at me, they're like, yo, we want to be in the video. I was like, well, it's obviously a one-person video, and we're almost done. So I was like, nah. But then here come excited Ant, like, oh, my God, we should have him in the video. I was like, fuck. So now she's over here with the hood girl trying to make a scene, and now when we're trying to coordinate with the basketball niggas, like, yo, can you like do a crossover or some shit? I'm like, God, what am I doing?
And homies are just like, yo, we are playing 21. The fuck is he doing?
Yo,
and I'm at 20, and you ask, can you do a cross move, man?
It ain't even that type of song either. I'm guessing.
No, the scene she came up with the niggas was pretty cool, I guess, for what it was. But like after a while, we're trying to do the scene, and here come the hood niggas and bikes.
Oh God!
Cycling like sharks around Ant. Then I had to get my guard all the way up. My head was on a swivel.
And out here looking like J-Lo.
Fam, like you can't wear that outfit and just be around hood niggas. Oh, he was like, well, yo, Joe, yo, you sing? You got a man? I was like, yo, let's wrap it up.
Him right there. Nah,
David was upstairs playing fucking NFL. I don't know what he was
doing. Wow. I mean, it is his free time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Honorable Mention Podcast. I am your host, Marcel. With me this week, I got my niggas James, and I got my nigga Lou.
Yo.
There's no Chris this week because he's off, I don't know, Christian, doing assorted drug cocktails or some shit.
He out here.
He yes, Chris. He is. Yes, he is.
But yeah, before we get off the subject of hood niggas, I just want to talk about the most exciting thing for me this whole week, which was stumbling upon Trap Geek on YouTube, which I think is just like some little white boy that documents all of the like goings on in the hood. Because you know how white people are. They gotta like, yo, we love this hood rap shit, so I'm gonna exploit it.
So he's the white like, academics.
Of course.
Yo, that's really what he is. And he sits there and he's like, he'll tell you all of the inner workings of gang beef and shit like that with rappers. And one of my favorite rappers right now is King Von.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Lil Durk's artist from Chicago. And like, nigga, he's nice. Like, I like him more than any of those other like Chicago gangster drill niggas. Like, he could spit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And between him and 21 Savage, I've been walking him, 21 Savage, and Westside Gunn. I've been walking around this whole week in a mood,
just waiting on deck.
He's ready to shoot. He's ready to shoot.
Do not look in my direction. I will shoot you with the Draco. Where I'm getting the Draco from, I don't know, but I'll figure that out.
There you go.
But this dude, he's like, he's talking about all the street shit happening in the world. And I'm just like, yo, hood niggas are just bred different because they do things that like would never even pop up in my mind. Like, there's a gang called the Headshot Boys. And in order to get in, you got to have a body and you got to get a headshot.
Bro,
like that was crazy. Some shit I used to do in Call of Duty. Like, yo, in order to get in my clan, you got to get a certain amount of kills this game. They do that in real life. That's
Why? It's not fun.
And like, I can't imagine the day to day of someone like that. Like, yo, how you catch a body last night? You wake up in the morning, you just thinking, oh, I'm gonna make some eggs.
Yeah, like, that's a wild mentality. I'll be paranoid as a motherfucker, man. And wouldn't that be like a dead giveaway for the cops? Like, yo, we know what it takes to be in this gang. So everybody in this gang, we know what you did.
Yeah. You have Headshot Boy tatted on your back. I know how you got this.
Yeah. What city you said? That's Chicago?
Nah, that's in Boston, I think. Okay. Somewhere in Massachusetts. Maybe not Boston, but somewhere. But yeah, that's just wild.
That's wild.
I didn't realize the fucking Chicago beef between like O Block and whoever, like the BDs and the GDs mm-hmm. out there, mm-hmm. I didn't realize like those are just two projects that are across the street from me.
Bro, that's it. That's literally, yo, all that crime that's been happening, it's like
it happens on one strip.
Bro, it's like an 8-block race.
Yeah. But they also said Southside Chicago has the largest projects in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
I didn't know that either. Like, I learned a lot about just hoods in other areas from watching this dude shit. But
from
I was
a little,
just,
from a little white boy.
Like, when FBG Duck died, or got killed, I should say, and the cops were just like posting bulletins of just don't go outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. Like, yeah, they just killed like the biggest rapper that side has ever had. Throughout this whole shit, it's just been all of the old block dudes popping, which if I'm in the other gang, I'm gonna be upset because they're definitely like painting a certain narrative of my set on the radio weekly, and we can't say anything.
Nope.
Because none of our niggas is popping like this. That's, and like, oh, they're big enough to blackball our set. Yes, so they once they find out we're from there, it's just like, oh, nah, I fuck with Dirk and them, so I just can't fuck with y'all.
Sorry.
They got to a point where, like, niggas in other cities, like Lil Pump was saying shit like smoking on Tuca and shit like that, just not knowing that was a diss to the other side. And, even Young M.A. had to apologize.
Yeah, like, a lot of people thought it was just, like, a slang for weed, but meanwhile...
Nah. Like, nah, that was like so and so's homie that they were just disrespecting regularly.
Yeah, that's a body you're smoking out, son.
Yeah. It's like, homie has a lot of information where I'm just like, yo, maybe the Fed should be talking to you if they actually want to get some shit done. Cause he's like, yeah, you know, Lil Durk and King Von, they blew up and they funnel all of their rap money back into their sets. And like dudes would just come back, drop off chains and guns for their homies and then just dip.
It's like, fam. Like,
why do you know this?
Yeah.
Who's your source?
What if it's like an FBI?
Some nigga in the set.
It's probably like an FBI nigga's son. That's probably what it is.
You never know.
Yeah, that shit is wild. It was like some 16-year-old girl that was running around. She was just an assassin. A whole ass assassin. Oh, she was tweeting about how she just, I got to catch a body tonight. It's been too many days. Oof. It's been 3 days since I caught my last body. I got to do it again.
That's, you said, a girl?
Yeah.
A 16-year-old
girl. She was just running around, just bodying dudes.
Yo, what the...
Until eventually she got killed, because that's the only way the story ends.
Live by the gun?
Either that or you go to jail. Damn. If you're lucky. It's crazy to think, like, yo, if you're lucky, you go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best case scenario for you.
But that sounds like, too long for me, son.
But it's like, damn, is that really lucky? Also,
yeah, I mean, the alternative.
Nah, because then you end up in jail with the people.
That's true.
That you were bodying.
Oh, bro, I couldn't even imagine what prison in there is like.
Exactly, your Chicago prison
all y'all
cannot
just
be fun.
Going to the same place,
mm-hmm. bro.
You can't be in a Chicago prison and just be like a regular criminal.
Nah, they gotta. Like, you gotta be like a.
That's probably worse than being one of the niggas involved in the shit. Just being a regular nigga.
So, yo, what you went for is I did a little robbery here and another robbery there. That's it. So, so what set you claim? I just rob.
Business. Who's rob?
Not individuals. I just go to like
not rob business, not individuals.
Small businesses ran by people that aren't black. That's what I like to target.
You're like, damn, my homie.
This nigga food. Like, what?
Yo, you been in jail, the nigga getting out with this nigga food?
A whole cell block.
That's the last thing you want to hear. I mean, not the last thing.
I'm sleeping under the bunk.
The second to last thing you want to hear. First last thing, yo, this nigga's booty hole clean. You don't want to hear that. That's the last thing you want to hear.
Oh, this nigga's booty hole.
Like, they're gonna be eating ramen noodles out that motherfucker.
Hey, yo.
That's wild. I'm moving on. My grandfather was a correction officer. He was a lieutenant. And I'll never forget the time he told me, like, he used to tell me all types of prison stories, like, you know, how shit went down in there. And the older generation, because he was doing this shit, I think, in, like, the 70s. Yeah, I think he started in, like, the 60s. So he was there throughout the 70s, the 80s, and until, like, 70s and 80s, because he wasn't doing that shit when I was born. But he was in there for like a long ass time, and he was like, yo, you know, the older generations, they had codes and morals, so certain things didn't happen, and you go in there and you would know a lot of the inmates because, you know, you're doing this shit within your community, so dudes that you came up with are in there now, and like they just respected that that wasn't your lifestyle, so they just wouldn't bother you about shit. As long as you was cool with them, it was cool with you. But that's where it ended. When it came down to each other, it was a little different. He was like, yeah, you know, so I seen, you know, murders, stabbings, assaults, all types of this and that, rapes. And he was like, one dude was in the infirmary and they broke his ass. He was like, I don't even know how, but like they had to sew it back together. And I was just like, oh, damn, my
God.
I didn't ask for that story.
Bro,
I just asked what it was like in general.
That's what it was like in general.
And that, a lot of broken asses. You know, like, that's something that scarred him, because you asked him what it was like. That's one of the first things that comes to mind.
I mean, it's not an easy image to get out your head.
Yeah, that's some shit I couldn't do, because he was
that was motivation for me to stay out of jail.
You in jail with him all the time, so you're in jail too.
Yeah, you are basically. And like, something could happen to you.
Like, here's my thing about jail. Like, you could be the hardest nigga in the streets, but if you're in the shower and five other hard niggas come at you, ain't much you can do, nigga. Literally.
Yeah.
You can do, son.
Like, imagine you get into a fight in the shower.
Just slipping on semen, son.
Just slipping on water? Like, bro, that whole scenario. ASAP. Just prison in general, like, yo, just don't get locked up, please. I couldn't do it. There's a lot of shit I could endure in life. That's not it.
Prison's definitely not one of those.
Like, they tell me I'm getting locked up, I that might be the one situation where I legitimately might end it. Just so I don't have to.
I feel you, bro.
They tell 3 months. It's just like, I've lived a fairly luxurious life.
Fairly luxurious.
Especially in comparison to that, I can't.
Bro, you gotta look out for people trying to rape you. You gotta look out for people trying to shank you.
You gotta watch your back all the time. Like, that stress would just drop.
You can't even sleep peacefully.
And I'm good looking. It's a wrap for me. So I'm just not going. Like, that's it. I'm just not gonna go.
So I guess that bars the question from earlier. Is it lucky to be in jail?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
I don't think it is.
That also made me wonder, like, yo. Imagine, like, for real, just imagine being a regular dude in that environment. You don't want nothing to do with none of that. You just going about your day, like, yo, I'm going to school.
People like that get hit by strays in
college. Yeah, at the bus stop.
Yeah,
because your homie looked like somebody, or you look like this one dude, and you was just outside at the wrong time, and they felt like it.
Yo, and Chicago's one of those. Well, that area. World at Crown, that's one of those areas where, like, yo, it don't matter what time it is. It could be 1 a.m., it could be 1 p.m., it could be at the mall, it does not matter where. You could be at the bus stop, freaking 3 p.m.,
yep.
It does not matter. Like, you know,
like, when they say it's on site, they really mean that
legitimately mean, like, because when you look at the numbers, they said that, I remember years back, they said it was like a couple year span, like, what, 2011, 2012, whatever. It was like there was more bodies in that short amount of time than Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yep.
Which from war. War.
That is
countries in war.
That is people flying out to that country for the specific reason of murky niggas.
Yeah.
In war, my brother.
And that's some dude who woke up, made eggs this morning, and just said, oh, this nigga's gonna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that tweet.
Yeah. That's what, you know.
That's the thing. Niggas be dying for the dumbest reason over there, too. Like, it's like what Jay says. Like, you just died over the block you don't own. Like, they're literally fighting over buildings and blocks that
they don't shit.
And the hatred between those two sets is just so deep-rooted. There's no way to mediate that. It's not like it's a business thing where it's like they have too much territory and, like, we can't sell as much drugs as them, so we want to take that shit. It's just like, we hate those niggas.
That's literally it.
Basically.
Yeah. And it's like, there's been so many killings on both sides that, like, somebody wants revenge on somebody. And because there's so many murders, that shit just goes so far back. It's just like, what do you do?
It's crazy. You know, it's just funny because I'll be thinking about it. I'll be like, damn, like, these people in Chicago smoked this guy, and then like when their mans get smoked, they're sad. And it's like, at that point, like, how could you still feel sad? Like, you just bodied his mans. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of weird.
You got this other dude in your ear, like, nah, we got to body more of that niggas. And like, you in that vulnerable moment. And yeah. Hearing that coming from your mans, and now he's hyping you up to go do this shit, and you thinking like, yeah, that's it. It's the whole lack of leadership there. Like, there's no one to teach.
Yeah.
Except the other niggas that have the same mentality, because like all of the OGs and shit got taken out in like the 80s over like this wild drug raid that just took down both of the sides. And
it's crazy when you look at it. Just
left to the young boys, and they didn't know what to do.
Yep. When you look at a lot of the famous ones, they can't come back to that part of Chicago or whatever the case is.
Definitely not.
Like, they get
caught. A lot of them do.
Which is wild. Like, why are you there?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like, I understand you got some allegiance.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He goes back.
But he got the bomb-proof whip.
Gotta.
Yeah.
Because Von shot a video in there.
But it's like,
I was just like, bro, you're at the point now where, like, you could be good. You just got to do all this rap shit. I mean, you can't tour, really. Like, you could tour in the States. You can't go to Canada or overseas because of your criminal history. Like, you beat how many murder cases, my dude? Like, just enjoy this.
Yeah.
I would just enjoy this. But then again, if you ever listen to this and you feel some type of way about me trying to give you advice, I apologize in advance, my nigga. You got it.
Oh, yeah, no, yo. For the record, we froze all y'all Chicago niggas.
I'm going to forward this to all of you.
I ain't mean nothing. I grew up different from you. Yeah, I just don't understand it, but like, I respect it.
We're trying to get it from your point of view, son. We know
what you're doing. No smoke.
I'm sure if we was in Chicago, we'd be running wild right now. So
I am a civilian. Yeah, if I was raised like they were, I'd probably have the same mentality.
Shit. A Chirac drum fool? That's a wild nigga.
He have the 100-round drum on that.
They call him drum fool for a whole different reason.
Yo.
That's drum fool.
Wow.
Drum fool let that thing off, man.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga had this bar that was hard. He said something about his Glock. He was like, you making diss songs about me while I'm shooting up your block. I was just like,
God. My God, that's a different territory, son.
Yo,
I don't want no parts.
They got a lot of hitters out there. My man 600 Breezy out there. Like, they got a lot of 600
Breezy.
They 600 hard, Breezy. Bro. And I realized and I forgot what I was looking at, and they was like, yo, that nigga 6'5". I'm like, yo. Boy, yo, there ain't nothing like a gangster that's like over
6'5".
There ain't nothing like a dude that's gangbanging. That's like 6'5" through 6'7".
Yeah. Shout out John Wall.
Nigga be fast. Tall as shit.
Hella athletic.
He looked goofy in the shootout though.
Who, John Wall?
Yeah. Big ass. Like, what are you ducking behind?
You're cross over the Glock.
Nigga trying to hide behind a mailbox. You just see size 14s peeking out the side.
So you can't be too tall or too short and be in a shootout. Because you just short nigga in a shootout, you got to like find an area for you to stand where you can let the shots off.
Yep. And you got to shoot in the open.
You go hide behind the car, you got your arm above the trunk, and you just hoping somebody's outside.
Never thought of it that way. Yeah, they're fucked.
Kick back or send your whole little ass flying.
Oh,
5'1" with a shotgun. That shit is gonna launch you. You better stop.
Shotgun's harder than you, nigga.
Yo,
shout out to all the shooters.
Shout out to all the shooters. Shooters shoot. That's what they say.
That's right. I'm not trying to receive shit.
Hey, some 5'1" nigga gonna shoot the shit out of me, and I'm gonna feel stupid as hell.
With a 22
from behind the car.
He gonna pull a 22 out on you.
Yo, Marcel would get extra pissed off. 5'1" nigga shooting with a 22.
Yo, I would haunt y'all until y'all get revenge. Somebody got to go get this dude.
I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night like, yo, I got to avenge this dude, man.
Like, yes, please. He shot me with a 22. If it was a 45, yeah,
you'll say that, and then you'll be like, all right, but how am I avenge this dude? How
the
fuck?
The only way I know how.
Beat him over the head with a step stool, nigga. I don't know.
Yo. That shit won't work with Chris either. Like, if Marcel shows to haunt Chris, he'll be like, nigga, I missed you, nigga. You just stick around.
I'd be tight. Like, no. I gave up on the afterlife so you could get a revenge. Like, that's you gotta go food. Through with this so I can move on, bro.
Yeah, but I got these comics, though. I just got the new iPad. I don't know, dog.
Oh, shit.
Man, I'm sorry. That shit goofy.
Yo, do y'all believe that Trump has corona? I don't believe it.
I believe it.
I'm half conspiracy theorist to not believe it. Like, he might.
I'm half and half.
As soon as I saw that shit, I was just like, I feel like running for re-election as a coronavirus survivor looks nice on paper.
Yo, I was saying earlier, I said, I feel like, I'm like, all right, maybe he could have it because he's been trying to show, like, his supporters this whole time, like, yo, it ain't a big deal, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm still good. But then I'm looking at it like, yo, let's say he got it, him and his wife got it, and now they're like, yo, let's rush the vaccine, and I'll take it. I'll put my money where my mouth is.
And he's already invested in it because he's been pushing that, like, hydroxy whatever shit.
Chloroquine.
And he's like, yo, this is what I use to get over. Yo, me and James got the same brain on
bro,
this one.
I was thinking that because now he, first of all, he'd have never had it. But now he's like, see, I took it. I did the first. Nobody believed in it. I took it. And it worked.
Now I'm fine. Now you go get it and rub the bleach on your skin.
Yo, that's how I felt about that. I'm like, it could go either way. I seen mad people celebrating. Like, I wouldn't celebrate because, like, I don't want to get the shit. So I wouldn't, like, want nobody else to get the shit. Like,
you know, I'm a firm believer in not wishing anything on anyone.
Nah.
But I didn't wish it on him.
Yeah.
He got it on his own.
He got
so
it
what
on
happens
his own.
From here?
He got nothing to do with me.
He got nothing to do with me.
Now, but if y'all want to go down the conspiracy theory, like, I'll be here with y'all. Let's go a little deeper. Like, all right, let's say this.
See, going deeper is where I get nervous now. Right, let's go. I don't know how far left you go.
Peep this. So
we're going to go far left.
He's figuring the runner to do all this vaccine shit. What if this is just a plot that maybe he just doesn't like his supporters? This has been a whole game just to get rid of all them racist niggas. I don't believe it, but what if?
Yeah, you're going very far left.
Bro,
it's a completely unbelievable territory.
Yo, at this point, nothing is out of the realm of possibilities.
Yo, if it does happen,
I've learned from 2020 for sure. Like, anything is possible.
Just when you think it can't happen, it will.
Well, imagine he does that shit and convinces all these motherfucking racists to take all this medicine and they die off. And he comes out like, we did it. We did it, America.
We made it.
We got rid of all of them.
We got rid of all the racists. I don't know why that sounds like Dave Chappelle, but he's up there. What if he pulls back the mask and it's Dave Chappelle? Aha! I got you, crackers.
That'd be so wild. I would
stand up and applaud.
I'd be like, this all made sense. This whole year made sense in one day, in one event. Like, I don't know. But that shit, I don't know, man. I'm just keeping my eyes, my third eye open. not my fourth eye, because the ball piece is the third.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Shout out to Melania saying, fuck Christmas.
Wait, who said fuck Christmas?
Melania.
Oh,
she was like, I've had it up to here with this fucking decoration. Nigga, who the fuck gives a fuck about Christmas? Like, yo, who hurt you, ma?
He says, I don't even want to do this shit.
I mean, I was sitting there and I was just like, she got a point.
No, she do. She do, but I was cracking the fuck up.
Yo, fam, she's tired of this whole thing.
So she was tired from day two.
She's about to get a divorce. As soon as Trump ain't in office no more, she's getting a divorce.
That's a fact. You're in touch.
I'm rooting for you.
You ain't grabbing my pussy no more.
Son, I saw a tweet. Some nigga was like, Dr. Fauci's group chat must be going off right now.
Oh, I see, like, that. I was dying.
Yo.
Nah. I was looking on my IG stories, and like, niggas was celebrating hard. Somebody popped confetti off. I was like, yo, fam, let's relax a little.
Yeah. I love how, like, I do feel like they're trying to downplay it a lot, because like, it came out that like the government's doctor or the fucking president's doctor was like, he was like happy how far along the president came. Like, the niggas in the hospital. Like, y'all niggas told us from the beginning, like, don't go to the hospital unless it's really serious. And y'all niggas rush this nigga out in a helicopter to the hospital.
Yep.
They don't try to downsell what the fuck's happening.
So, the little shit he put out where he was talking, I didn't, like, really watch it. But I peeped that, like, there were these awkward cuts in it. And I was like, I wonder if they're cutting out every time he coughs.
Probably.
Could be.
Yo, there's a lot.
Because you would see, like, his body make, like, that jerk reaction you do when you cough, and then he'd just be talking again. I'm like,
Yo, I'm not
going to. Either that, or he, like, developed some sort of weird twitch.
I'm not going to front. Last week, I wasn't going to watch the debate, but I watched it. That shit had me on the floor.
I did not watch that. I couldn't.
I watched it.
That shit, you might have to watch it. That shit had me on the floor. Fam,
I knew it was bad when both sides were like, yo, what the fuck was that bullshit?
My man said, yeah, I forgot. They was talking about, like, having like gatherings and stuff, and then they brought up the fact that, you know, Trump has had these large like campaigns, rallies and stuff like that, and he was like, we're following the code, we're doing it outside, you know. He said, and he made sure he emphasized the fact that it was 24-hour notice, and he said like tens of thousands of people showed up. He was like, yeah, Biden can't do that. He was like, Biden have these little circles, three people show up.
Yeah, little jabs were funny, bro. Son,
he was like, yo, like, I have my mask right here. You know, I use it when necessary. He was like, Biden will be 200 feet away and have the biggest mask you ever seen in your life.
Like, that's a bad thing. All right.
Yo, son, nah, they had me in tears. And I'm like, yo, throughout history, I don't think the point of this was for us to laugh hysterically.
Nah.
So I was like, happening.
I knew it was a shit show when Fox News was like, yo, what was that? Like, when they're saying that shit, I was like, yo, that was a shit show.
And when SNL's version of it wasn't too far off from
it wasn't, but Jim Carrey did his thing on that.
Jim Carrey did his thing, bro.
That, like, shit was funny. And he came out there with the measuring stick.
With the measuring stick to make sure it was 6 feet.
And he still pulled it back further. Yo, shout out to Jim Carrey, man.
It wasn't that far off though. It wasn't that far off.
But yo,
I don't know.
The Proud Boys are standing by.
Bro, get all of them out of here, please.
Do you think, buddy?
Yeah. Like, nigga said, would you denounce racism? Like,
honestly,
stand by.
Yo, honestly, I was telling I forgot who I was saying this to, but I was saying, like, yo, if he wasn't trying to rally up like all of racist America, which is all of it, I feel like we wouldn't really have any feelings about these 4 years.
Yeah. Like,
all right, aside from all the other shit that he's done, which has been terrible, but like, if he didn't try to inspire the racists, I think we would have no problem at all.
He's done other bullshit.
I think that was the one that broke the camera.
Yeah, and I was saying, like, to quote somebody who I never thought I'd be quoting in a political debate, to quote Waka Flocka Flame, he was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's nuts.
He was like, besides the racism, like that nigga ain't been doing that much watching. Like, he feels like it's more like he's playing a role for the people that vote for him. At the end of the day,
that's what it is. I mean, he comes from
it's a dumb, stupid game he's playing, but it's a game he's playing.
Like, he comes from that shit. Like, his pops was, his grandfather was, but
I do feel like he really did step into character for people to the specific demographic to vote him in and to keep them there. Like
he's really, really catering to his audience.
Nah. He went above and beyond to cater to them. So
he was like Trump, but he wasn't like this before presidency.
Nah. He was this one is doing freaking Nazi salutes and
like he was an asshole before, but now he's like,
I mean,
now he's trying to be like the biggest asshole in history.
I mean, mirroring Hitler, using signals and signs and hand waves and
it's crazy.
Salutes and
I'm just trying to figure out, like, all right, cool, that's a plan to stay in office for like 8 years max. Like, so what are you gonna do after that when you're out in the free world?
Bro, after that, he's just gonna do what he was doing before.
What you mean?
You can't take it back though.
Exactly. I'm saying,
like, if it was a character, in the KKK, like this ain't some fly by night shit. He lives this.
Yeah, he does. But you know, now it's fully out the bag. I mean, but I mean, like you said, it always was, because I remember, like, my dad was telling me, even like back in the 80s, it was either the late 70s or early 80s, one of the guys from his job was the Italian guy from his job was like, yo, like, there, this was before he had a house, this was when he was like looking for an apartment, and one of the Italian guys from his job was like, yo, like, you know, Trump got one of these buildings that, like, they're taking people in or whatever. And then he was like, oh, where are I? So he went to go check it out. They told him, nah, there's no more openings in this. And then he told his friend, and his friend was like, yo, I don't understand, because I went there the other day and, like, they had openings for people. But, you know, that was one of the biggest thing with Trump's buildings, like him and his pops, like, they was denying, like, black people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This has definitely been something they've been doing since back in the day. Yeah. It's just like he made it a point of emphasis.
Yeah.
These last 4 years, you know, of like making sure, like, yo, this is what we looking for.
Yeah, because like it was like literally the easy, like, in the debate, it was the easiest question ever. Like, would you denounce racism? And like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The nigga says, nah, Proud Boys stand down and stand by.
Like.
Like, nigga, what? Like, that's like you flunking an SAT because you spelled your name wrong.
Yeah. That is. Like, I don't know, man. But it is, at this point, just
to quote Trump.
And, yeah, you know what I'm about to say. Yep. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So mad, but
that's what the doctor just told him when he go to the hospital. Damn, nigga. It is what it is.
Some people are gonna die, but yeah, it's gonna be. It is what it is. It's gonna be what's gonna be, bro. I don't know, man. But yeah, fuck that nigga. I saw that Borat trailer and that shit had me ready.
Yeah, that comes out next week, right?
I think so. I don't remember. It's at October.
Here's a trailer, movie coming out. I'm like, oh shit.
And
I wasn't expecting it to be an Amazon thing.
I'm kind of happy it is.
I'm a huge Borat fan.
I'm glad it didn't go with that whole $30 shit.
I didn't know how he was gonna pull this off, but I like where he's going with this.
I like that it's so recent. Like, he's wearing face masks and shit. Like, I like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's Sacha Baron Cohen now.
Just like, has never missed for me. Like, dude has always been hilarious from the LG show.
The LG movie was kind of
I love that shit.
That was the one character I didn't really like.
I like the show. Just the movie didn't do it for me.
Yo, the freaking I'll never forget. Like, when I used to watch the Borat segments.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, fam, I had gone back like a few years back. I had gone back and watched all them shits, bro. Yo, them shits it had wild me on the floor, bro. Because I think, like, what happened was, I had seen the movie. When did the movie came out? Like 2003, right? 2004, something like that?
I don't know.
I don't remember exactly what year now.
But I had seen the movie.
I think it was out 2006.
Okay. Because I had seen the movie first, and then I went back and watched like all the shows. Yo, that shit was like amazing.
It was wild.
And
a wild boy.
What did it for me was the fact that it was like people didn't know that it was a fake character. Like,
yeah,
like
son, that, you would just see politicians sit down with this dude and talk to him, and he would just be saying the dumbest shit.
remember the one when he was, and I don't know how this guy let him do it, but he was
going door to door with the politician to get people to like sign up and support him. And then he got to the lady's house and he was like, where's the man of the house, blah, blah, blah. And he said, letting a woman into politics is like letting a monkey fly a plane.
You're a wild boy.
And then he listed the priority that a woman is. And he said man, dog, cat, cockroach, and then
then at the bottom, woman. Like, dog, you'd be wallet.
Yo, that character.
Nah, son. The funniest shit I've seen was from his most recent show. I don't even remember what it was called, but it was
something about something America.
Yeah, I couldn't watch every episode because like I just forgot the name and I didn't care enough to Google it.
Yeah,
but there was an episode where he was playing Ilad
Moran. That's his name.
The new character, yeah.
Ilad Moran, I think it was.
Oh, like the Israeli soldier dude?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That shit
was funny, bro.
So he was teaching homie self-defense, and he told him to pull down his pants and he'd attack him with his ass.
And you got to yell,
take my ass,
Take my ass. And he did it.
He was like, he did one thing that Israeli hit more than anything, his gay people. So he was just like, pants around his ankles, screaming, take my ass. And
take my ass.
And
he's just like,
and you got to think about
how do you keep a straight face the whole time? You got this dude making a fucking fool out of him.
But you got to think about it. These guys be serious, like politicians.
Motherfuckers.
Serious figures.
The guy that did that was a politician, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always like real official politicians. And dude just came through and he was just like, cool, here's my racism and homophobia on full display. Also, here's a whole lot more of my stupidity.
Take my ass.
I don't remember if it was the movie or not, but when Borat was supposed to get a massage in his hotel room and the guy came and he was butt ass. And then, like, the guy was the movie. Like, it was the movie, right?
I think so.
And then the guy was, I think Borat was butt ass, but he was supposed to be, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, there was one point he was on the massage table, like, with his ass up and in the air. And the guy's trying to tell him, like, yo, nah, like, you got to lay down and put your feet in there. And, like, you got to cover. And then the guy went to show him how. And then Borat got on top of him naked. And then at the end, he got hard. He was like, are you going to finish him?
The dedication to the
dinner, no, it's relief with explosions.
Sacha Baron Cohen is...
He takes it there.
Yeah, he deserves an award for just keeping a straight face to all this shit. Son,
I think I brought this up before, but the I don't know if y'all ever
about to talk about the documentary.
Did y'all ever watch it?
I did.
I was just about
to say, James had me watching this dumbass documentary.
Wait, documentary about Sacha Baron Cohen?
No, it was about Kazakhstan.
Oh, Kazakhstan. And the impact that the Borat movie had on the country.
Look what James got you watching.
Nah, you gotta watch it, bro.
I think you showed me a clip.
Nah, man, you gotta watch the whole thing.
So mad. He was like, mockery of Kazakhstan.
Nah, I felt bad. I felt bad, bro. Cause the pops was like, yo, he was talking about I do abortions with a blowtorch or something like that.
Or, damn, nigga.
Yeah, like they had him thinking, like, yo, you gotta watch it, bro.
Because it's funny, because, like, they didn't see the joke in there at all.
Yo, and they did my man dirty. They had my man went to the movie studio that I think it was Fox that did, it was one of them. And they had him go in California, I think, and he didn't speak no English. They did him dirty. He had to, because he was trying to sue them or whatever. Like, he was trying to sue them for, like...
The guy from Kazakhstan is trying to sue them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, it was basically like him suing them. It gave everybody like hope that he would win and like he would take them all out of like, cause they, yo, in Kazakhstan,
Kazakhstan was gonna come up.
Bro, they're not living good.
Like,
bro, fam. From watching that, I'm like, yo, I would never live in Kazakhstan.
I could tell from the new trailer.
Fam, like, so it was just, I guess he hashed it out with them then.
Yeah. God, they were booing that nigga. They were booing that nigga right at the trailer.
Nah, fam, like that, you gotta watch that documentary. That doc, I felt bad for them, but I was like, ah.
Listen, without that movie, I would have never known what Kazakhstan is. So,
yo, me
that's
neither. True.
I would not know that that's an actual place. I thought it was a joke until I stopped and was like, wait, is this real? Let me go look at a map. Yo, it really like, there it is.
It's a real place.
Just imagine, like, you're just a young nigga in New York and we're like, yo, where you from? Kazakhstan. The jokes are already about to fly, son.
Yo, fam, because, like, and the thing is, Borat's messed that up. So, like, I only think of jokes, like, whenever I hear that shit.
Yep.
But I never met anybody that's from Kazakhstan, though, so.
Well, it's a really small country, and it's really poor, so I don't think that many people would travel out of it.
Yeah, probably not. But, nah, that...
Never gonna get these. Never gonna get these. And then I got these.
Yo, that show, man, my man said, I remember my man sat down to, like, to do dating. And, like, he sat down with the lady and, like, she was like, oh, what do you want in a woman? He was like, she got to be able to use a plow. Like, look at what you're asking for as a requirement. He was like, and I remember he sat with one of the girls on the date. And then he was like, you remind me of my ex-wife. She's dead. No,
what do you say, he didn't say
ex-wife. He said wife.
Wow. You remind me of my wife. She's dead.
Yeah, I remember he was talking to Allie G talking to Neil Armstrong about the moon landing, and that shit for real had me in tears for 2 hours.
I gotta
just watching that one sit down because he was like, Neil Armstrong's one of the first men on the moon. No, the first one of the first. I was the first. Okay, you're ruining my thing, man. You gotta relax.
Yeah, need to relax.
Yeah. Think you didn't relax because you're getting his facts wrong as well.
He's still his whole accomplishment at the beginning of your interview.
So he's like, that Neil Armstrong thought this was like a legit interview.
So keep it real with me, man. You didn't go there, did you? He's like, yeah, he's, you don't have to lie. I'm gonna edit it out. Don't worry.
Then he did it.
Just tell me.
He pulled the
hush, 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 wink, wink, yeah?
Hush, hush, wink, wink.
He's like, no, really? He was like, I get you.
Nah, Sacha Baron Cohen needs like a lifetime achievement award for this shit.
Wait, so the real way he went to the Savannah, he went to the what do you call the teams that in MLB that's not pro, that's like semi-pro or the semi-pro, right?
Minor leagues?
Yeah, minor leagues. So he went to the Savannah Sand game. Nets. to perform,
sounded like he was having a stroke.
Yo, I didn't remember what the name of. I think it was the Sand Nats or some shit like that.
Sand Nats is a wild team name.
And then he went, and then he was there to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that? And then he didn't sing it. He said, "I forgot the song," but he was talking about how the U.S. is a bunch of little girls and Kazakhstan is the best.
Got booed hard as fuck.
Yo, son. Oh, man.
That shit takes nuts because it could go left.
It does. It really does. Like, that's why I give him props. Yo, that's a tough, like, people that do stuff like that's tough to do. Like,
yeah.
You got to really have the guts to go out there and freaking and stick to your character. And, he said, like, when he did the movie, like, he millions of dollars of lawsuits from that, from like all the stuff they've done. which I can understand. Like, you running into like meetings in business meetings in hotels, butt naked, and you know, yeah, stuff like that. So
I can see why you get lawsuits. But has he done anything outside of his like characters? Like, I know he did the Dictator movie, which was okay, but has he done? He hasn't done like a legit movie, right?
I think that was it.
I think he has. I just never watched it.
Yeah, I feel like he had a role somewhere. He was supposed to be that dude from in the Bohemian Rhapsody. He was supposed to be, what's nigga's name? The main singer from Queens?
Freddie Mercury?
He was supposed to be Freddie Mercury, and he backed down.
Yeah, I'm glad he did.
Yeah. That would have been a whole different movie.
Like, it's not like it was a great movie to begin with, but it just would have been.
I've actually heard good things about that movie. I haven't seen it yet.
Nah, it's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah.
Oh, he was in, I don't remember this, but he was in a few things. He was in Madagascar.
Really?
Yeah. He was in Alice and blah, blah. Look, Alice Through the Looking Glass.
I didn't see that shit.
All right.
He was in Sweeney Todd.
Was it just like his voice, or?
Oh, I think I remember him with Sweeney Todd. No, wear this guy's. I think I remember him with Sweeney Todd.
He was in Les Misérables. I remember that.
I remember that shit.
Yo, bro, that's that fam. I regret watching that shit. That movie was mad long
and mad sad.
It's like
that shit just sounds like a nap to me.
Yeah,
I don't remember him being in Talladega Nights.
Yeah, he was.
He definitely was.
He was the one driver that this nigga hated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was like his rival. He was a rival driver.
Talladega Nights was that shit.
Yeah,
it wasn't Anchorman, but it was that shit.
It was right up there.
Speaking of Anchorman, yo, today I got this fucking Anchorman board game, bro.
What? Like,
I didn't know that there's a fucking board. There's a Sex Panther timer. And shit.
What?
Like, this is one of the coolest fucking things I got in this guy.
Where'd you find it?
Target.
Oh shit. Is that new? Because I feel like I've looked through the board games and I've never seen that.
What is it based off?
Never
like,
seen this.
You know how like show and movie board games are like based off of an existing one? Like, what is it based off?
I don't know.
But is it like a card game?
I haven't read it or anything because my girl just got it for me today.
That's dope.
Ah.
So like I need to read the rules and shit like that, but like it's dope because we were she wanted to do like the Target challenge shit.
What's that?
So you go into Target, you set a budget, and you and your partner have to go out and buy a set number of items. So it'll be like their favorite snack, their favorite drink, something that's their favorite color. Something else, and then the last one, like we kind of just made up one for ourselves because it was some shit where we were just like, that's dumb, so we're just gonna swap it out.
Oh, okay.
So we were running around doing that shit, and I bodied it, even though like I was copying her jokes.
Oh.
But they were like useful,
yeah,
still. Okay. And she tried to get me a whole bunch of shit that I would actually fuck with. So I'm sitting here with like fucking family sized Oreos, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna eat this, but like, as far as favorite snacks go, you're right.
Yeah,
I can't eat it right now.
Right now,
that's gonna be a cheat day right there.
Give them to the end of the week.
Oh yeah, nigga. End of this podcast, I'm probably gonna eat some. I'm not gonna lie. They're here. This is why I don't buy them. Because once they're in the crib, I'm going to eat them.
Yeah, Oreos is a hard thing that's a not eat.
Wait till you see the glass of milk this nigga gonna pull out.
Man, me and that oat milk about to get busy.
Ooh, I just had oat milk for the first time today.
Changed your life, then.
Almond milk got the fuck out of here, son. Yep.
Yo, I gotta try oat milk because almond milk is. Oh.
It's not that bad. I feel like oat milk is definitely better.
And almond milk is like a Chrysler 300, and oat milk is like a Phantom.
Yo, speaking of that, it's funny that you say that because I saw that today. Like, I saw.
The Cat Williams joint?
In my review, I saw a Phantom.
Oh.
And then I saw a Chrysler 300 next to it. I was like, wow.
You got to be embarrassed.
Yep.
Why are you still driving a Chrysler 300?
Yeah, that's a wild car to be driving in 2020.
It was a new one too.
Again, that's a wild car to be driving in 2020. Because the Chrysler 300 2021 looks exactly like the 2006 one.
Yeah, it really doesn't change shit.
So it was a good design. What do you want?
It looks like a Phantom. Until a Phantom pulls up.
I saw some shit that was more embarrassing than that. Like, there's this dude walking around. He got this Ferrari jacket on. And I'm like, okay, I see you, old man. Stunting. It's your Ferrari jacket. Then he gets in a Lincoln Town car. I'm just like, well, this just looks weird. What are you doing?
He's wearing his hopes and aspirations.
Why have a Ferrari jacket? Have a
Ferrari to match.
That's like, dudes. I thought he was just going to get into something expensive, not even a Ferrari.
Like a Bentley or something.
Yeah, a Porsche. He looked like a Porsche guy, you know? You know that older white guy. Yeah. You know he drives a Porsche.
I can't front. It's like I seen a dude with a, he had the full, because they sell the full BMW sweatsuits. Like, they got the sweatsuits, the with the hat. And I seen one dude.
Oh,
and
with then, the hat? Oh, come on.
Yeah, man, he hopped into a Sentra. I was like.
Was it at least like the 2019?
Nah, it was the old one.
Damn. I fucked with the 19. The 19 look.
Nah, the 19. The new. You seen the new one? The 2020 one?
Nah.
That shit is.
I was looking at that when I was looking around. Like, yo, I didn't know if I was going to buy a car or if I was going to lease one. Mm-hmm. And I went into Nissan. I saw that shit. I was like, yo, Sentras look fire. I might lease this shit.
They stepped their game up with the 19 and the 20. I saw a commercial for the 20.
Had like the fucking Nismo Sport Edition. It had like black rims. The side mirrors were black too, with the black wing in the back. I was just like, yeah, this shit look fire.
That the freaking Maxima. You seen the Maxima and the Altimas? The new shit.
Yo, bro.
Yeah, I always like the Maximas.
Nice. Damn, they did their thing with that. Like, yo, that's why like a lot of these car companies, like, they're giving all the high-end ones to run for their money with their newer lines.
Like the new Accord look fire.
The new Accords look fire.
I'm at the point now where I really, like, I don't like the super expensive sports cars anymore. Because a lot of their designs just look weird to me now. Mm. And I'm never going to be able to afford it. So if I don't like looking at it, you've just ruined the whole shit for me.
I feel like even if you were, you still probably go in a different direction anyway.
Yeah. I'm like, pretty picky when it comes to cars.
Yo,
man. Well, you're for sure like a luxury guy.
I could see that. Yeah,
I was parked in parking lot, Home Goods parking lot the other day, and like I had seen a 2020 Toyota Supra, fam. Yo, because I had seen it earlier that day, like going into the parking lot, and like I saw from behind, and it looked like a freaking it looked like a red Viper. I was like, oh, somebody got a Viper. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Do look a lot like the Vipers.
It does look like a Viper,
bro. When I like, it's funny because I went into the store and I came out, it was parked like right next to me, and I was like, damn, that's a Toyota. I was looking at, like, which one is that?
Supra. Like, when they come back out with that?
I was like, Toyota make Vipers now? Yo,
somebody get Vin Diesel on the phone.
Citra's hard. Bro, it was hard. It was the red one I seen. That shit was.
I'm looking at one that's orange and it's hard. Man, the color is disgusting, but like, I can ignore it because it still
Toyota,
looks nice.
Toyota went all the way up, like with their new. I had seen the new Camrys, I had seen a white Camry. It was like a 19 white Camry, alloy wheels, red calipers. It had the red leather interior. I was like, damn. Yeah.
I've always been a Honda guy, and I think I gotta, like, I'm probably gonna retire to Buick soon. So I'm thinking about going to maybe Honda.
Like the Accord for sure? Like
either the Accord or maybe something a little bigger. I gotta decide.
The 2021 Accord looks nice. It's not a Sentra or a Supra to me, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, bro, the Supra.
It should look like you got kids.
It just so happens.
Fits the criteria.
Yeah. As I said, that or something bigger, because I got kids.
Just get a minivan, son. You know where you at.
Nah, I'm not doing that again, son. I used to drive around in the green suspect looking minivan. Ask Chris about it. I'm giving Chris a ride.
How old were you driving a minivan?
Fam, I was like 23, 24, 25.
Oh, damn. What was this, 1945? That's crazy.
That was when I was looking at Toys R Us to Chris, and Chris was like, yo, fam, you look like you kidnap kids on these days off.
The door slides open.
It was a green Dodge Caravan.
Ooh, man. Nasty.
I deserve to be in a Kendrick Lamar cover.
Nasty. That's bad, bro.
Yeah. Might as well have had the Mazda MPV. I think it was the MPV, right? That they call this shit. Oh. That was another nasty one.
And my pops was like a minivan fiend. Like he had like at least
I love this minivan.
My pops, he had at least like in his life he had at least like six of them.
Yo, I can't front though. I seen a hooked up minivan. That shit didn't look that bad. Yo, niggas had the freaking in the back. You know, there's the lift gate and all that.
Yeah,
they had like a big screen. I don't know what size, but that shit was like a 50 inch in the back. Like,
yeah, I'm not gonna front for wash niggas. You can't go wrong with a minivan because that the new minivans got everything you need, son.
Oh, I had to rent one time, bro. That shit was like a living
room. Everything you need, son.
It was the new Dodge Caravan. I was like, yeah. Yo, this shit is, that shit got like eight rows.
All with TVs. That shit is
hella roomy.
That'd be the one you want to be all the way in the back in there. Like,
yeah. The one in the back got the big TV.
You talk shit about it, but when you a passenger in one,
oh yeah,
kind of nice, man.
You enjoy it.
Yeah, I cannot complain.
One. But like, I feel like if you got multiple kids, you gotta have the minivan, like, or no, at least the.
I'm buying a Cadillac. I'm buying.
You're gonna have to try. Okay, all right, but you gotta have one of those, one or the other.
There's two cars I would never buy. It was a minivan and What do you call them cars with that? It looked like a sedan, but it got like the hatchback.
Oh, those are station
wagon. Station wagon. I would never buy a station wagon.
Yeah. I would never drive a hatchback.
Wait a minute. And there's some fire station wagons out there. I saw an AMG station wagon with that shit got the engine that pops. Hey, but I was like, nah, damn. It's still a station wagon, nigga.
Nah. All right, the Panamera, the Porsche Panamera is a
it's not a station wagon.
It's a station wagon.
It's a four-door coupe. Which I know makes no sense, but
it's like the better version of the Dodge Magnum.
They be throwing every coupe on everything that just has a slope back.
Yeah, nah, four-door coupe is not a thing.
We got that's coupe the, SUVs.
It's called a Grand Coupe. That's the name of it.
That was just BMW trying to be fancy. Grand Coupe. Get the fuck out of here, BMW. Yeah, but like they came out with the coupe SUVs, which I'm fine with the coupe SUVs, but then they came out with the coupe SUV convertibles. I was like, y'all gotta relax.
Oh, the top three nastiest convertibles you've seen.
Oh, I mean, the Nissan gotta be up there. That's top one. It's hard to beat the Nissan. That Nissan convertible. That shit never got the fucking roof color that matched the body. That was always a brown with a green roof.
That's the Rogue, right? Is it the Rogue?
Yeah, the Nissan Rogue convertible.
The Rogue.
That is the nastiest convertible on the street right now.
You know what's so nasty though? Also, like the Buick Regal convertible.
But
that shit is disgusting.
For old school.
Look at not wanting to say something negative about a Buick.
Yeah, I'm still
in the brand family. Loyalty.
I'm still in the family. I still need to take my aux cable without fucking up my transmission.
I'm trying to think, what was another one I saw that was nasty?
The Land Rover got a convertible.
Which one?
Land Rover.
Oh, is it Evoque or something like that?
Evoque convertible, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks better than the Rogue. It's hard to top the Rogue.
It's a Rover, though, so.
Yeah.
It gotta look. If it don't look better than the Rogue, they'd have to just, like.
Like, as far, not even, like, SUV convertible, like, top five worst convertibles, that PT Cruiser.
Yo, fam.
Yo, the PT Cruise is top five worst cars I've ever seen. Yeah. It was just nasty. It looked like it smelled bad on the inside.
Just off rip.
Like, yo, it just looked like it smelled like mothballs.
Yo, because my thing is about a convertible, like when you have a convertible, it's supposed to add to your swag. But I feel like
it doesn't add anything to anything. It just adds wind to your commute. That's
it. It does. There's been
the most five convertibles I've liked, and then they mostly all been hard tops.
Nah, if you pull up in a drop six series, that adds some swag to you.
If you pull up with a roof, that'd be cool. Like, I like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's a caravan.
If I ever get a convertible caravan, is nasty. All the roads exposed. Yo, but I'm saying if I ever get a convertible, I gotta be like just some pocket change I have. Like, I just gotta spend it. Like, that's never gonna be my first option of a car.
If I were to get a convertible, it would have to be hardtop. It would definitely have to be. I mean, unless it's a...
Especially New York, you got snow everywhere.
Unless it's an old school convertible, like a 67 Mustang or some shit like that. But that shit gotta be garage kept, though. If I'm gonna have that type of convertible.
Definitely.
Like, that's some shit. I don't know. I feel like if I'm gonna have like a $100,000 car or whatever the case is, like, I gotta have a garage to keep that shit.
Well, yeah, you gotta make sure you got a nice house first before you get a nice car, because you know how niggas be.
Yo, fam, I be seeing the amount of Maseratis and stuff I be seeing parked on the side of the street.
On the projects.
I'm like, yo, fam.
Like, you live here.
Was that the best decision?
I got a dude, like, my neighborhood ain't great. It's not bad, but it's not the greatest. And there's this dude that lives on the block. And, like, he has, like, a hidden GT Continental from Bentley.
Oh, okay.
Like, fam, maybe move out this neighborhood first before you get a Continental.
He's just like, or hear me out.
Hear me out. Nah. I mean, it's your money, beloved. Do what you want. But
it is.
If it were me, I'd get the mansion.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know, man. People be doing some weird things. Yo, people be doing that. Like, I've known people that have had to get second jobs to supplement, like, paying for their overpriced car.
Nah, that's too much. You're doing too much, man. That's it. That's what people that just want to, like, stunt for the streets.
Yo, fam, like, I've seen people that have gotten, like, cars like the 6 Series, and the note was, like, $800, and the insurance was, like, $4.
Fam.
And it's
got, like, other shit I could be doing. Not getting another job to pay off this car. Like, nah. Damn.
And then by the time you done paying off that car ain't gonna be worth...
Not even a fourth of what that is.
Yeah. And then... And after
this, and it's not really a stunt anymore because, like, 8 new ones came out.
Yeah. And then after the streets of New York have ravaged that car with potholes, and it's over for that shit.
But I remember there was this dude that used to drive this Lambo around me when I was living in Laurelton. I was just like, dog,
why?
What are you doing? Like, your undercarriage looks nuts right now.
Bro, nuts. Just going into your driveway alone.
Yeah. Finish that.
Are you here? You're getting on the Cross Island every day with that car.
That's nuts, bro. How are you putting miles like that on your Lambo?
Yo, and you know what's funny? When people have these cars, like, you got to look at their route. This is the top 3 places you see them at.
Steinway,
a restaurant, and the corner store.
The corner store?
Niggas be at the corner store playing music mad loud in the Lambo.
Like, yo, that's me. That's me right there. That's me.
You just not gonna lock your Lambo?
Nobody touch it because it's mine. You know what I mean? You know who I am? No, sir.
No, nobody knows who you are, bro.
I also don't care. I would like to get the Doritos behind you, though.
Huh, Papa? I can't hear you because of music, Papa.
It's too loud. That's me.
That's me.
That's me right there. Nah, yellow Lambo.
That's me. Stupid.
Emilio. That's mine.
Emilio.
I never understood that shit, but, you know, teach his own, though. You know?
Listen, I'm more of like Foo said, I like luxury, but it gotta make sense to me. Like, I'm not just gonna buy a car I can't afford just to stun on people. Like, there's cheap luxury out there, son. As long as I feel good in the car,
from point A to point B, and it has heat, a working sound system, and AC in the summertime. Shit, this shit cool.
That's all we need, son.
Yo, fam, that Hyundai Genesis G, I think it's a G80 or some shit like that. Whoo, That shit is nice. I think it's the G70 or G80, some shit like that.
The Hyundai Genesis, they were good for like a couple years, and then like I don't really like the new ones that have like the weird front lights that go into like the hood. Those I don't like. I think that's the one you're talking about, the new Genesis.
Yeah, that's the. Yeah, I love those. Those are nice.
I like the body they had right before that.
They got the new one. I seen the new ones they're gonna drop. They switched it up a little bit, and then they're dropping the truck. The truck looks like a Bentley truck. It looks like a very high end.
Oh yeah, yeah. The truck I've seen.
Yeah,
the truck is dope.
And them shits is mad affordable too. So yeah. I don't know. Hopefully my next car, I'm looking into probably getting like something electric. Probably
electric.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna try and pull up in whatever Salt Bae's driving. I feel like he got the connect on new popping whippies.
He got the connect on a lot of popping shit. Yo, fam, what is happening on Salt Bae after dark in his restaurants? That's what I want to know.
I've heard so many.
I want to know which restaurant that was. If it was, I just want to know the New York one.
They said it was in the city.
No, the one that got shut down was
that's in Boston.
Boston. I looked like the New York restaurant.
Oh,
what kind of restaurant?
That nigga came in. That nigga walked in with some New York energy. So
what's he selling that motherfucker like?
Oh, it's meat.
Like Greek food?
No, like a whole bunch of steaks. It's a steakhouse. Lamb chops, steaks, chicken.
I wouldn't go because he put salt on his food.
I wouldn't go because of the fucking prices. That's what I wouldn't go for. You seen them prices?
Yeah.
Man, bro. I seen one of the sandwiches.
How much was the juice, like a G?
I seen a sandwich he was making and that shit looked raw. I was like, nope.
That's but not, yo, that receipt said Sprite $11. I was like, yo, fam.
I have a water, thank you.
Water's $3.
I have water and a singular French fry.
Bro, come out to like, 56, you're confused.
Like, yo, but that dude came in ready to go. Like, I still don't know what the real story is.
I don't know either. For anyone that doesn't know, there was a video circulating online, I think it was like Monday, of a girl twerking in Salt Bae's restaurant. He was filming and smiling and shit. And then her boyfriend comes up to the window. She runs off and he comes in wilding.
Yeah. And then, so I heard one story that that's not her boyfriend. And she says she doesn't even know who the guy is. And then another one, so I heard
a complete stranger is just upset with you for 20
years.
I see you, what the fuck you doing, nigga?
and then the other one I heard is that was his sister.
Oh, if that's your sister, like,
yeah, you're doing a little too much.
You need to chill for real.
So
like,
I don't
you
could
be
which,
disappointed in it, but
yeah, that sounds like that seems like a private conversation.
I don't know which was the story, but
I mean, even if that was his girl, he came in like a little too aggressive. Like, I understand why you are angry, but like,
yeah,
I don't know, son. Like, his body language was just like, maybe don't do all that, but I do understand why you would be this upset.
Yeah, just because I'll pack it a different way.
Sure would be.
Yeah, imagine like you go out shorty to Salt Bae, expensive ass restaurant, and then like you go out because you got a call and you come back and she's twerking in front of Salt Bae and he's filming it.
And he's filming it.
I mean,
that's not that a good site.
That shit happened. You got some problems in your relationship already that you knew about.
Well, it could have been like early. It could have been like first, second date. I mean, if you're taking a shorty to Salt Bae restaurant on a first date, you got other issues to worry about.
If you take a shorty on a second date, you shouldn't be that upset that she's twerking for Salt Bae. She starts twerking for Salt Bae. It's like, all right, this is one I cannot fuck with seriously.
Yeah, I mean, he learned.
You're not that emotionally invested into this woman for you to be acting that way.
You think, dude
is just crazy, which could be the case.
Which could be the case.
You think the girl got enough clout from this to do like an interview and people care?
No.
Hold on. In the world we live in, yes. Would we care? No.
Because part of the brother sister story was that she was underaged. But then a lot of people like in the comments. Like, because people were saying, like, oh, he did that because that was his underage sister or whatever. And then so Matt was like, oh.
Salt Bae.
But Matt people's like, now I understand. Like, that's why. And then, you know, other people's like, nah, that's not even, she's a grown-ass.
Yeah, no. But I'm saying, like, go in and fucking talk to Salt Bae. Because you saw what the fuck was happening.
Because I went on her gram. She's a grown person. She's not underage.
Yeah, but even with that story, like, James
would know her gram.
I want to let her rock.
somebody tagged it and was like, nah, she a grown ass woman. Like, here's her Instagram. And then you go on.
Like, even if it was your underage sister, to like bust in and go like, yo, why are you recording my sister? Like, that's what you should be doing, not going immediately after her. Like, yo, what the fuck you doing, nigga?
I couldn't imagine Soul Bae just being like, she want to twerk for me. I just watched.
Wait, is that what you sound like?
Yeah. You got a wild accent.
I feel like I've never heard him talk before.
Just sprinkling salt?
One salt.
This thing is sound like Count Dracula.
He's standing in the back like, she want to twerk. Why you salty, bro?
Yeah, salty might be the name of the episode. Fuck it.
It's got to be just a close up of his smile. Yo,
it
got to
be whole exchange. Yo, it got to be that picture I sent in the group chat.
I forgot which one. You sent a lot of pictures, nigga.
Yeah, and they're all questionable.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that one.
Oh, boy, do I have a questionable one for y'all. I'm saving it.
Oh, God.
I hope you save it forever.
Bro, it's top tier nasty.
Chris is going to be really confused when he gets his picture in the morning.
Yeah. I think, you know what? I might just do that.
But,
yeah, cuz is wilding, but at the same time, I get it. But don't do that.
Yeah. Not true. As aggressive.
Like, yeah. Like, just calm down some.
I mean, you don't want to bring that energy to women, especially. That's like, you don't. Like, at that point, somebody has to protect her, and that's the whole situation that could just form.
Yeah. If you would have stormed in there like that and then just, like, stalled off on Salt Bae, then I'd have been like, all right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, go give that energy to him.
But imagine like, low-key, he's, like, a fighter.
He looks like it.
Salt Bae?
Yeah, like, he used to fight underground before he became famous. And
Before he started chopping up meat and salting it. Yeah, that nigga really got famous off of just salting meat.
I used to cook ass. Now I cook meat.
I used to cook ass.
You don't want to see me get fired up. No, no, no.
No, no, no. One punch. One punch.
Him and Fabio Four got the same ad libs.
Yo, so the Fabio memes always be having me rolling. So
I saw someone say he raps in bullet points. I started dying.
That sounds hilarious.
Viral movie.
Yeah, that shit is true.
Yeah, that shit is great.
Like you said, Fabio, the only rap you can hear think. Hey.
That's my guy right there. Shout out to Wooski, man.
Yeah, he's great, but I'm at the point now where I'm like, yeah, you're just going to keep putting out the same song over and over again.
until it doesn't work.
I had much higher hopes of you. I was like, he put out this song, Bop It, and I'm just like, Kenny Beats went off on this. This shit hard. But also, it's the same as every other song you have. Oh.
Pop it, twist it.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
It like, oh, shit.
Pop it, click it, run the block. We gonna spin it. Hey,
it's the same flow, nigga, in every song.
But Polo G's on it. But like the way Polo G raps on this shit, there's like a whole point where I'm just like, man, I just wish whoever the engineer was in this recording session would have just been like, yo, slow down. Like, just
a little bit.
If you just slow down just a little bit, all your words will fall on beat.
Nah, that's the point. Ah,
that's like that's the Chicago, Detroit shit, that Oakland shit, where all those niggas just rap off beat just a little bit to the point where like it'll bother the fuck out of me, but everyone else is cool with it.
Have you heard one of Blueface's last features where he was on beat?
No.
Yo, it was
I probably saw Blueface on the track list, and I was just like,
it was Moonwalking in Calabasas.
By whom?
By DDG. DDG featuring,
I don't know who Blueface DDG is.
Neither do I. So that means James was just Googling Blueface.
Nah.
Are you a DDG fan?
Maybe I was. I might have been. Ain't no Blueface shaming. Blueface, baby. Wait, there we go. I did the wrong gang song.
New age rapper names. I'm still trying to get a hand of it because it keeps getting worse every year. Now they're just initials. Well, yeah, because we had DMX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does DMX stand for?
Dark Man X.
Oh, look at that. Learn something new every day.
Which one got you confused, Lou?
Yeah. Like YG?
I'm just saying, like, they're all like just the new rap names are like just. It's either they're bringing back the Lil.
You sound like Minivan Talk to Me.
Minivan Talk, that's a t-shirt.
That's a t-shirt. That's replacing TED Talks. I like that.
The Lils are coming back, which is cool, but like. The
Lils never left.
Yo, they left for a little bit. Everybody went big. Everybody went from Lil to
Yo,
big.
Yo, man, bro. Speaking of Lil, this is like off topic. But did y'all hear the Lil Wayne verse on, was it Conway? I think it's Conway's song. Some shit like that.
I didn't even know that song.
Damn. Nah, I did hear Lil Wayne verse recently on something, but I know I turned it off at like mid verse.
Well, they played the snippet for this one. This one might not be one of those.
Damn.
Might not be one of those.
I think it's Benny.
Yeah, it was Benny. Yeah. My fault. It was Benny. Yeah. I think they just had the snippet of Wayne's verse.
Yeah, my boy sent me that because it's like Benny sitting in the studio, but you hear Wayne rapping. And I'm just like, I don't know what's gonna come of this, but it sounds hard.
It's gonna. Did they say when it's gonna drop?
Nah, not yet. They're probably gonna give Conway and Gun. Actually, no, because if I remember correctly, Benny's supposed to be coming right after Conway and right after Gun, and that was this week. So I think.
How much really Benny might be next drop? Week. Like they don't stop, son.
I think West Side Gun dropped 4 albums this year.
Yo, is West Side Gun really gonna stop?
Was he dead ass? No, because he still has his whole album with Madlib to put out. Oh. And I think he's got like some other joints to put out too.
Like, I feel like they just got on the scene and they got like 10 albums each.
Man. Yo, facts.
It's crazy. And he great just content, uploaded though. Like his first mixtape from 15 years ago.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I didn't know they were that old.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of dope, like you can be that old and like just start getting popular.
Wait, how old are they?
I think they're he's like 36.
Yeah, they're like close to 40s. At least I think him and Conway, I think Benny's a little younger.
Yeah.
See, that's why I can't front, like I really rock with them and I rock with the energy they came with. Like they came with that like kind of like that OG energy, like, yo, we ain't no young boy type shit. So don't even try us energy. Like, I really fuck with that, son.
Yeah.
And then they got the content.
They sound and feel like they've been here a while.
Facts. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. Like, I don't know. And I don't know. I really rock with all their styles, especially like West Side Gun style. Like,
yeah.
Because he make me feel like, when I was younger, listening to listen to rap music in the 90s type shit.
Like, yeah. I remember when I first listened to West Side Gun, like all I heard, because I think the first album I listened to from West Side Gun was Supreme Blime Tell, and I just heard Ghostface, and I thought it was like action. I thought it was like another Ghostface clone, but like that nigga just transformed into something else.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I heard West Side Gun, he was doing a feature for this dude, Sky Zoo, that I like.
Oh yeah, and, I remember Sky Zoo.
Yeah.
I just remember being taken aback by the voice. And I just couldn't get into it because the voice was so jarring to me. And normally, like, I hear a voice that unique, I'm with it.
Yeah. But
there was just something, hey yo. I was just like, why is this nigga's voice so high?
Oh, I'm out the window. Like
that's what drew me in the woods. Like, yo, this nigga's voice is unique as fuck.
It might have been like 2-3 years later where I heard him again, just like on his own shit, and I was just like, "Nah, this shit hard." I was wrong, mm-hmm. And then I had mad material to go back and listen to, and like I caught all the wrestling references.
Yeah,
he's just like, "Arm off the top rope like a macho man. I cook coke in the pan."
Like, boom, 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 boom.
What is he talking about? This shit is hard.
Hard as fuck. You don't know what the fuck that nigga talk about, though.
I was talking with Chris earlier today. I was like, you ever whipped dope in an air fryer? No. No one on the planet has. Not even you. It's not a thing that you can do with an air fryer.
That's some crispy ass dope.
Yeah, I can't. I love when rappers say some like outlandish shit in their songs. Like,
shit would be completely impossible.
Oh, I was listening to Action Bronson's last album, which I think might be my favorite Action Bronson album. That whole album was just outlandish shit.
Nah, What was it? Blue Chip 7000 or some shit?
No, no, that was like 2 hours.
Nah, ago. not the last one, but I'm saying that album. That's my favorite one.
That's your favorite one?
Yeah.
This
one's like, good too. He got.
That might be my second. The Blue Chips might be Splash. My second favorite.
Splash is my fucking.
I played that for
shit.
James. I played that for James. I was like, yo, if there's ever a James rap song that just reminds me of a nigga, that song reminds Splash. Me of James.
But Bam Bam Baklava.
Splash. Yeah. In the middle of the album, fucking, what's his boy's name?
That Big he Body Beth?
No, the other nigga. The
Mayhem Warren?
Mayhem goes on a verse and he goes, my whole body, my whole life story is an open shirt.
Uh-oh. That's part. Oh, wow. Mayhem Moran turned into a whole Autobot mid-verse.
Oh, my shit cut off?
Yeah.
He said, my whole life story is an open collar shirt. Something like that.
What are y'all niggas talking about?
When I was listening to 21 Savage shit, and he said, on one of the songs, he said, they like to box, we like to pop. We both bodybuild. I was like... Very interesting. Very interesting. Like, I like when they throw like little shit like that in their raps. Where yeah,
it's
like,
cool. It's cool when you can appreciate, not talking about like Action Bronson and the Griselda niggas, but like 21 Savage and people like that. But being able to appreciate how fire some of their bars are, even though like the lyricism isn't there.
Yeah.
Fact. But it'll be one line where it's just like, it sounds hard. And that's what you just have to hold on to.
Yeah.
Not like the punchline and delivery, like all of that shit is weak. He's not really saying too much. But that one bar,
mm-hmm.
It was cool. I fucked with it. He flowed well over the beat. His voice sounded cool. Like, that's the type of shit you got to look for. That's how I can hear like a fucking Playboi Carti and be like, yo, this shit is hard.
Yeah.
And then go listen to Griselda right after and think that shit is like they're on the same level, like music quality wise.
You know what's crazy though? With a lot of that is what I realized is that that's why it'd be hard for me, like, even though like I grew up on like 90s rap and all that, and there's always been the discussion like, oh, the new music and the old music, blah blah blah. But like when you hear some of these songs like live or at a concert or at a party,
that's what hit the most.
Them shits be hitting differently, like. Even if you throw Playboi Carti shit at a party or a state or a show or something, bro, them shits be like, even people like Famous Dex, you play a Famous Dex shit,
Dexter,
yo, them shits be ringing. Like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes
there's a place for it.
Yeah,
I never take that away from them. There's a place for it.
I got a lot of respect for Famous Dex because he knew when to fold on a beef. He started trying to beef with King Von, and King Von started talking spicy to him. Next thing, he was like, hey, man, we can be friends. And it's like, yeah.
Smart move.
Very, very wise call.
Smart move, brother.
Wise call. That was just not going to go well.
Good old Dexter.
Yeah, like Travis Scott, he cannot rap to save his life. His songs are amazing. I like all that nigga's albums. Facts. And the Days Before Rodeo tour, he had where it was him and Young Thug touring together. Mm-hmm. It was one of my favorite fucking tours I ever got to go to. Because it was before, like, either of them were who they are now.
Yep.
So it was, like, a much smaller... I think I might have seen him at, like, Gramercy or some shit. No, it was Webster Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so it's not, venue. Like... It's not a crazy venue, but it's, like, you know, it's, like...
They get in there.
A mid-range artist would pack that shit out, and like it's still good because arena shows never really interested me because I can't see you, so I'm just paying money to listen to the song that I could listen to at home. So I don't know. I'd do it for Ye just to say I did it, or like Kendrick, but there aren't too many artists that I'd see in big venues like that. But seeing Travis Scott,
I've seen Jay and J. Cole at arenas. They were good, but the best concert I've ever been to was Lupe at the one that closed down in fucking Times Square.
Irving?
BB Kings.
BB Kings.
I saw Lupe and BB Kings. That shit was the best concert I've ever been to in my life.
Man, I got robbed of my Lupe concert experience. I was supposed to see him do the whole first album live.
Oh yeah, you told me about that one.
Yeah, I had.
We were both supposed to go.
I had tickets for that shit. I was hype as a motherfucker. And then Corona happened and
yep.
Yeah. I really miss concerts. I was thinking about that shit this week because there are so many albums that came out this year that I like, and I'm like, yo, I would have loved to have seen some of these albums performed live. Like, I honestly would have seen The Weeknd live. I would have gone to that stadium shit because I love that album.
Yo, fam, The Weeknd, like, I had gone to the Starboy tour when he went to Nassau Coliseum.
Yeah.
Fam, that was, like, one of the best concerts I've been to. Like, it was just, like... Cause he, I think, opening up, he had Belly open up for him, and Belly brought out a few people. Belly even brought out Ashanti.
Okay.
Okay.
He had Black perform. He had a few people perform, and when the stage, bro, everything was like fire. They had the Starship and all that stuff. Like, yeah. it was crazy. And I had pretty decent seats also. Like I was on the. Because the way they did it at Nassau, like, they still had everybody in the arena. And then on the floor, they had, like, people, they had seats surrounding, like, that. You know, when there's the stage, that's like a platform where, like, they could walk out to.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it. But so they had that. I was, like, around that area. So
okay.
I had pretty, like, I don't really like to, like Marcel said, like, with the arena. Where you can't really, like, I don't like to go if I can't really see them. Like, yeah. I don't want to be.
Like, that's what I'm paying for. I'm paying to watch you perform.
Yeah.
Not to be in the area where I can look at a screen and see the performance.
I haven't been to that many concerts. I've been to a decent amount, but all the ones I've been to have been, like, I went to Future's Dirty Sprite 2 album release. Mm-hmm. That one was mad good. It was a free one. And it was very limited. It was at the Highline Ballroom. So it was like standing.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That's close. Like, no matter where you are.
That shit was fire.
I love that. Highline Irving Plaza.
Yeah.
And from Highline, I went to Wale's Ambition album release. That one was really good. Mm. And I was like right there and freaking.
Go learn from my ambition.
He brought out Meek. He brought out Big Sean. He brought out who else? Miguel was there. Yo, it was a decent amount of people for it was free also.
Damn.
I can't front. Kid Cudi's definitely up there on my best shows.
Yo, ever. I'd go see Cudi live.
Bro, I saw him at the Barclay.
Yo, when the world goes back to normal eventually, who's the first artist you're trying to see live?
Damn. I gotta look at my Apple Music to see.
I'm not going front, and I'm at the oldest nigga in apology, but Big Sean.
Okay.
I actually really like that album.
I became a fan of this album too. Yeah, I used to think he was so corny, but
yeah,
he would have some joints, but I think overall, like, I just couldn't make it through the album.
Exactly. Like, I've seen him perform before. Like, he was opening for J. Cole when I went to go see J. Cole, and I think that's when he dropped Dark Sky Paradise. And that little mini concert he did right before Cole was pretty dope. So I know he's a good performer. So just off this album, I'll go see him.
Damn, I don't even know who I'd want to see. I'm looking.
I want to see Griselda, man.
Yeah, that's like, up there. They got like 5 hours to perform off this quarantine.
They're gonna show up late. I know it.
Oh, but I'm 3 hours minimum
in bubble jackets. Midsummer.
You see here, yo, if they have a fucking concert and Stove God Cooks opens, I can leave after Stove God. Yes. That nigga's my favorite rapper right now.
Well, for real?
Yo, his album is probably the best album I've heard this entire year.
That's the Unreasonable Doubt, is that what it's called?
Reasonable Drought.
Reasonable
Drought, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was a good album.
Like, some bar on the shit. He's just like, what good is that lamb if you ain't lying in it? What good is that lamb if you dying in it?
Yeah. Album was really good.
He floats over all of the West Side Gun albums where I'm just like, Gun, you don't even need to rap on this. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Just let him
rock.
I can't front. First one I'd want to go to, I'd probably go R&B and say Teyana Taylor.
That's a good concert.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
This is pop singer Rina Sawayama. I'd like to see her live too. She has tickets for her concert now. And I'm just like, I don't have enough faith in humanity to think I'll be able to go.
Not yet. Not yet.
So like, we'll see in January when things are supposed to get back to normal. If we can make it through that, maybe.
Yeah, I missed it.
I was thinking about taking my daughter to the Billie Eilish concert, but that actually would have been a wild experience for me.
Hey, if you ever take her to a Billie Eilish concert, let me know. I'll roll.
Yo, not for nothing. She's talented.
Yeah,
the album was great.
Nah, it was.
She made some stupid comments about rap that I didn't really appreciate.
But yeah, I remember.
I'm gonna let it slide because she like 17, 18.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I remember those. So I was like, just don't do it. Just keep making your music. Don't
that album slapped.
It was just like when Post Malone did it. It's like, yo, just don't.
Yeah, just do it. Just do the music and keep it moving.
See, I didn't let it slide for
Post Malone. He a grown ass man. That's different. Yeah. But it's like, just leave your comments about also, rap.
It's the fact that he's a man. Like, this is a little girl. So, like, she says some dumb shit about rap. It's just like,
it's like, I hate when, like, it's like, stop commenting on rap. All of y'all, all ages, stop commenting. Like, when Miley Cyrus spoke about rap, also, it's like, yo, leave.
After capitalizing on it.
Yeah.
They always do that shit.
Like, niggas come to make
dry. Then they call on some rappers like, yo, I need that crossover money. And the rappers is like, yo, all right, we got you. Yo, someone's so cool as hell. 3 months later, that rap shit got to stop. The sexualizing women and doing this and doing that. Yeah, so, yo, you just adopted our whole entire culture so you could get back on your feet. And now you're just trying to cast that shit aside because you're getting white money again. Like, yeah, come on.
It's like, y'all come in, y'all use the lingo, y'all use the swag, y'all do this, y'all do that, and then like, oh, rap is this, rap is that. It's like,
next thing you know, you're on the Grammy stage with a cowboy hat on.
Yeah. Yo, Billie Eilish was out here like, oh, too many rappers are lying in their raps. And I'm just like,
no shit.
Have you listened to your song lyrics?
That too.
Like, you're not doing any of the things that you're saying you're doing. Like, all artists embellish. It sounds way cooler to say all of these things that you're not actually
doing. Yeah, instead of saying, I was sitting in my house on Wednesday watching The Office. Like, nobody wants to hear that. Yeah.
A lot of these rappers, they really killed who they said they killed in their songs. So, because a lot of them would be locked up.
Yo, Rick Ross wasn't a kingpin heroin dealer, tell you that much.
Exactly.
Who'd have thunk? People were so upset about that. Like, yo, he raps.
Yeah, I'm like, have you heard his flow,
where
nigga?
Did he
like,
find what? The time?
Like, I don't. Yeah,
he was just moving bricks out of the studio. Like, he can't do both.
I got off that. Like, when we were growing up listening to rap, it was cool. Like, to think that shit was really happening. But like, after a while, I grew into like, yo, this is like movies for me. Like, as long as you're entertaining me and that shit flows and it's hard as fuck, I don't care.
Yo, you know, I don't need to believe none of it.
Exactly.
You know what it is like. Like it just brings you as a hip hop fan, it brings you a little bit more joy knowing that the certain rapper like. Keeps it like does what he says he does.
Well, no, for me, it makes me like them more. But I'm not gonna not listen to the people who not doing it.
Yeah, like the authenticity is important in hip hop culture.
Yeah,
but it's cool if like that is who you are to a certain extent. You just amplify that on wax. That's fine. I expect that. But I definitely don't want to hear someone rapping about all the drugs they sold when they've never sold any drugs.
It was like earlier today I had posted on my gram a video of Russell Simmons talking about he was telling a 50 Cent story, and he was saying how 50 was shooting a video, something like that, and Suge Knight had pulled up. So this is probably like, yo, this is probably like, yeah, this might have been like or around that time.
It might have been maybe on Wankster.
Yeah. So so we're talking like freaking what, 18 years ago?
Probably.
Yeah. So he was like, Suge Knight pulled up to the scene, and Suge Knight was basically trying to like sabotage the video shoot or whatever, and he had people with him, and they had guns, and he said 50 saw them, and 50 started laughing, and 50 ran back to his trailer, grabbed an Uzi, came back, and then they all got in and left. And he was like, bet we ain't gonna see them again. And then he was like laughing, like, I feel like if 50 was the type that he wasn't who he said he was, like, I feel like you know, we wouldn't respect him the way we do now. Not mm-hmm. that we respect the fact that whatever his street life was, it's just that, like, he's always been himself. Like, he's always... Yeah. He's never gonna back down from anything, no matter what.
50 right? got introduced to us like, oh, that's the rapper that got shot 11 times and survived. Like, yeah. if we found out that wasn't true and that was a story, shit would have been a little different.
Yeah, shit would have been a little different.
That is a wild claim.
So,
yeah. But still probably would have enjoyed the music.
Yeah. But it's like you enjoyed a little bit more knowing, like, yo, that shit really happened. They really did try to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but
I was just saying, it was with me and Ross. Like, I don't for a second believe Ross was a big time drug dealer, but I enjoyed the fuck out of his music.
Yeah, no, his music's good. He's dropped some classic albums.
Yeah. Like, sonically, it's amazing.
That he dropped them feel good, like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I was telling James, like, I was like revisiting a couple of like artist albums, and Ross was one of them. And like, just listening to like God Forbids I Don't, Mastermind, Hood But In It was trash, but like just the albums around that time, Trilla, they were like, shit is like, those albums are great. Like, don't take that away from me.
Yeah.
Don't rob me of his legacy.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Ross verse ever?
Ross verse? Oh, it gotta be like Devil in a New Dress.
Cool.
That verse was
incredible.
Yeah.
That verse gave me goosebumps.
He said he's making love to the angel of death.
Like I was telling Lou, that Andre 3000 verse on 16 and enough, right?
Yes, 16.
Bro, that verse was like,
damn. You know that nigga, she was fine when that nigga started the verse confused. He was like, summer 89 or was it 88? That's what you wrote down? Oh, this shit's about to be fire.
Yo, whatever nigga sound like,
nigga goes, ah, never mind. Nigga wasted four whole bars on like just like trying to figure out a summer year.
Yo, what was the? You know what else? Andre 3000 verse is one of my favorites.
A lot of classic verse.
The one with was it International Players Anthem?
International Players Anthem. Yeah.
That's what's called, right?
When we got married, right?
Ooh, that verse was I had to revisit that the other day. Like,
that's basically everyone's favorite Andre 3000.
Bro,
he owns that whole song,
bro.
And then like, Pimp C comes, picture choosing.
Yo, I miss Pimp C, man.
Hell yeah, RIP the legend, man.
It was, you know what it was with Pimp C, like, and the UGK, like, it was like a, I don't know, it was a vibe, like,
yeah.
It's kind of hard to explain, like. And I'm tight that, like, you know, a lot of people who like growing up on the music now, like, there's a lot of stuff that they couldn't have experienced, like, because we were just old enough to like experience all mm-hmm. these things and like remember like where we were when these things dropped, even though like we might have been in like sixth grade, we might have been in like seventh grade, but we remember these.
Yep.
Like, we remember when 50 dropped Wanksta, and then we remember like when it catapulted, when he dropped In the Club, and like, we remember when Busta Rhymes was dropping Pasta Cavassier, and we remember, like, it's like, we remember when Fat Joe dropped Lean Back. Like, these were all like monumental.
That was a big summer,
bro.
That was a big summer.
Yo, like, so all of those, it's just like, I'm like, damn, when I'm like, but it's part of life. Like, it's, you know, everybody's not going to experience everything, but it's like, damn, I wish like kids like now, like listening to music now, could have experienced that.
Like we were fortunate to have like you just mentioned a whole bunch of people. We were fortunate enough to like experience a variety of artists, because now kids are like, it's mostly Drake, Travis, Future, and that's been like the vibe for like 10 years now.
Yeah, nah, there's mad shit for niggas to listen to.
No, it is, but I'm not talking about. I'm talking about like at the level like that James just spit out like the records of. Like, they ain't that much from like a variety of artists that drop every year.
Yeah, it's you know,
like, usually Drake has a summer record, and if not Drake, it's Travis. Like, that's just like, what it is.
It's a part of. It's like you look at wrestling, for instance. Like, you remember what it was like when we were watching wrestling, and the main niggas was Kane, Undertaker, Stone Cold, Triple H, Kurt Angle, The Rock, like D-Generation X.
That era can't be duplicated, son.
Matt and Jeff Hardy, Edge and Christian, like. Yo, yeah. You had Test. You had like so many.
This nigga brought out Test.
You gotta bring Test out. Test was a mad individual.
Yeah. He didn't make for a good wrestler. Good how mad he was. He was going through shit, son.
But nah, he really was. But like, I don't know. I feel like we lived through a couple golden eras, and but I guess everybody can say that. Everybody could say that about.
Everybody can say their era is the golden era, but it's tough to be like the world in like the late 90s, early 2000s. Like the world was a different place. Son.
Yo, facts. It was different
from music to wrestling to entertainment in general. Like the shit was just different.
I'm glad we were old enough to remember all that shit, yeah, honestly, and live through it. Because, like, we all remember, like, there's certain times, like, back in those days, like, it's, like, nostalgic when you think about it. You remember how you felt, like, when certain cartoons were dropping.
Exactly. Like, I'm looking back, like, you know how you, like, you got, well, when you guys have kids, you're going to be movies you guys want to watch back, like, with them. And, like, a lot of movies I want to watch back with my daughter, like, late 90s, early 2000s. Like, it was all that era. Like, shit was different.
TV shows, cartoons, music, everything, you know. But
yeah, it was. I feel like it was just a lot of variety. Like now that we just evolved, like everything's kind of the same. Like there's something that stick out here and there.
I don't even want to watch TV, my nigga. Like
it's like all the same shit.
I used to fiend to watch TV, but now it's like, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch award shows. I don't watch none of that shit. Like, but you know, that's life.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
We're talked out, guys.
Yeah. So what can they find y'all?
You can find me at Lewis the Designer. That's L-U-I-S, the best way to spell Lewis the Designer. That's Instagram, Twitter. Be on the lookout for a lot of Antoinette content. We're doing a lot of work there coming out real soon. So just be on the lookout for that.
You can find me at J-U-S-T underscore Jivemes. That's J-V-M-E-S. Kind of got lost there a little bit.
Mid-name, I see you.
Mid-name. That's my new name, mid-name.
Mid-name. Y'all can find me everywhere at Drum Food, D-R-U-M underscore F-U on all social media platforms. Be on the lookout for trailers for music videos. And
trailers for music videos? Nigga, what?
Fucking,
like if you don't listen what video it is.
The imported video.
When's that coming out?
Next week.
For real, for real?
6 days.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Be on the lookout for trailers for.
Finally. We'll see Dreadful, whole bunch of ass shaking. Be on the lookout, son.
Yeah, man.
Gang.
Go watch the trailer for Not Black Enough, the new film by Jermaine Manigault.
Yeah, we will.
Score from your boy.
Fantastic score. That shit got me the mood.
We announced the world premiere date. It's October 8th. I forgot which film festival is at, but you can catch it over there as well as other film festivals, possibly. Maybe those announcements are coming next week, and that's why you should be following me on social media. Who knows?
I'm not sure how much in the know you are, but is that going to be like on streaming services anytime soon? Like when it's released?
Not anytime soon, but eventually, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Like first, it'll be on all of the fucking streaming festivals and shit. So we got to run through all of those before we can put it out on streaming platforms like Amazon and shit.
Cool. First chance I get, man. I'm watching that.
Excited.
Appreciate you. Shut up, nigga. Right. We'll catch y'all next week.
Peace
in the Middle East.